According to the tradition that has come to us from all the lineage lamas, it is important in the beginning to adjust our motivation. So start by thinking that you're here in this occasion to listen to this most profound and extensive dharma of the Mahayana. And the reason why you're here to listen that is for the sake of sentient beings. Sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past and are as vast as the vastness of space. For their sake, you aspire to reach this precious state of full and complete enlightenment, the state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities and the total elimination of every trace of negativity. So with this particular thought in your mind, please adjust your motivation. Now, if we examine the time from the point of view of the presence of not of the Buddha in this world, we have to divide the time into what is called the fortunate eons and the eons of decline. In every fortunate eon, it is said that we will be graced by the presence of 100 Buddhas. And up to now, in this particular era, we had the descent of 4 Buddhas, starting from Karakuchandra Buddha, then following with Kanakamuni Buddha. The third Buddha was Kashyapa, and the fourth one was Buddha Shakyamuni. So we know that in this particular era there is another 96 remaining Buddhas to manifest. Now, whatever activities they engage, the Buddhas, are always for the sake of sentient beings, try to improve the qualities of sentient beings, to improve their minds, to help them improve their conduct and so forth. And yet, if we examine the time where the Buddhas are actually present and engaged in those activities that are directly perceived by us, we will see that really it's only for a very short time compared to the time where we do not have Buddhas in this world.
ဟောညိတဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲယန္တုကြည်တဲ့ဂျူလမသံကဘာကျင်ပြီးမှာတောက်ကျွန်းတလုံးမင်းတော်နဲ့တည်ဆောင်ရပါတယ်။ဆောင်းကြီးလေးချောင်းကွန်ဘတူကြည်တော့မုဒုညီကြည်တည်ကြစမ်းမှုတည်။ရှင်ရင်ပဲမောင်ဘောရန်တို့ရောင်းသံသံပြန်ဓမ္မလောင်းနေတာဂတ်နှင်းချူဤစင်ချင်ပဲတဲရဲစမှာဆောင်ရအောင်ရင်ဟောတဲ့ဆောင်းကြီးစကြည်တိရှင်ရသည်ဂျူကွန်ဘုံတော်ဝင်ပဲယန္တုကွန်ဘုံယံပဲတည်နိုင်ရင်က kadula sanga de da jang yin ba ri yu da de ni song ji ta ma ji mu ya ji ba ji ji di ka zu wo ji ma song ji sa ja de ka ma na ye ma de tin ba ge ke yin zi song a yin du di ru bu en du ji ba yin na di ka zu sang ga ko tin ba ji da yang ge yu a yin si yang ge yu a ri ma to di ne kalon nam de ja kong ga ko ka la ဝတ္တငေါတိကြောင့်ကမိတင်ဝတ္တတင်တော့ငေါတိချူသရစေကြီးတိကြောင့်ရတိကွန်ဘုယံတင်ကွန်ဘုယံဘယံကရရစေနဲ့ချစ်တဲ့ချက်ပါဒရှာနိုဒင်းတော်ဝမြာယံသူတဆောင်ကွယ်ရွာမှာလေပါတင်ရယံသူဝတ္တဆောင်ကွယ်ချူစေကြီးစချင်ဖို့ကြည့်ရင်ပါတင်ရင်ဘယံသူတေကြီးဆောင်ကွယ်ချူညင်ပါတေဟောကြည့်ညင်းနေထွက်တေဟောစချင်ဖို့သူတုံးတေဆောင်ရတေဟောစချင်ဖို့နှစံပတုံးတုံးတေလာယောင်းနာန်သူ
Now, having explained how rare the appearance of the Buddha is in the world, we need to reflect on the fact that actually the proclamation of the secret Vajra teachings are even more rare than that. From amongst the 100 Buddhas of this era, it is said that only Buddha Shakyamuni was the one that directly taught teachings of Tantra. And then after that, there will be a very long time with no Tantric teachings at all. Vajrayana will not be explained to sentient beings. And it is only the very last Buddha who is said that will carry out activities as the same way that Buddha Shakyamuni carried them, and from that we can infer that he will also teach Vajrayana. And the reason why such a long time will go by without any tantric teachings being proclaimed is for it lies on the fact that there will not be disciples that are qualified, that they are suitable vessels to hear and practice these particular teachings. So you understand, thinking about the rarity of those tantric teachings, it is very important to understand how precious it is to even have the opportunity to hear to those teachings. Furthermore, if you have an opportunity to think about them, to reflect on that, on those teachings, again, it's very precious. And even more than that, if you ever have the opportunity to develop familiarity in your mind with those teachings by meditating them and thinking about them again and again, that's also very precious. So thinking all about all these elements, it is important for us to generate faith in the preciousness of the tantric teachings.
ဝဇိတာဒီရယံဘယံဒီဇိတာသံဃကချုတရဒီဇိတာဂျီဒီဂျီမာဇိဇံကဒုစရဝဇိတာတရီဂျီမာနေရှိဂျီဂျောင်းဝါဒံဒီနီဂျီညံဘကပ်ဂျောင်းဝါဒံဒီတုံသံဘကပ်ဂျောင်းဝါဝဒကွန်ဘကပ်ဂျောင်းဝါဒီဝဇိတာဂျီကဘဇံဘောရိသံဘဂုဏီရောင်ရောင်ချီဝရောင်ရောင်ချီဝတန်ဇာမယံဘရောင်ချင်းနမ်ကင်သာတော်ညံဘစံချင်းတမ်ဂျီကိုဂျီဝနိကပ်ဂျောင်းတယ်ဂုဏ်ဒဘတုံတမ်ဂျီမန်ရဂါ
Now, we have engaged in the study of this particular text that is presenting all four classes of Tantra, starting from the three lower Tantras and continuing with Highest Yoga Tantra. It is important to set a special motivation when you are attending those teachings and think that you are here in this occasion to listen to these teachings, not just for your own benefit, but rather think that you're here to engage in this activity in order to be able to somehow benefit all sentient beings, in order to be able to provide sentient beings with temporary as well as ultimate happiness, in order to be able to eliminate present as well as ultimate and far-reaching suffering from the life and existence of all sentient beings, in order to be able to provide the ultimate state of happiness, which is enlightenment for all those sentient beings.
Oji, that in the Jilan, 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 that in the Jilan 我觉得那道路是道路，走了的就走路，我觉得可以吧？反正咱们这开着钱不低哈，嘛就多少个搞得做，咱就上高吧了，就搞这个高粱的嘛，不种那个可以交接是，就农耕，农耕，农耕经营的你的现在的，刚开交接的，现在搞不弄一万的。 有啊，这些这个大吉人不急嘛，我个过生日的，我们全部当，从那个人家手中，他说生日，提了嘛，这个呢，还讲个嘛，还领了的，送过去呢，我这个七八天，我爹那里，弟弟那里来没，来没个哪里，就送完礼物，过年节里个人把送下外地，不我这边去吧，等到外地，就等到个过的，就嘛，今年都，就当家个人去吧。
Now, there is actually a number of great and important texts that have been composed on Tantra. If we look, first of all, if we take as an example the great Lama Tsongkhapa, the great texts that he has composed, such as the great stages of the tantric stages of the path, and we also have Taklo Lutsawa, we have a number of great scholars, and they have composed we have right now a corpus of literature dealing with Highest Yoga Tantra that is, and plus commentaries on all of those texts, that is quite important. And in particular, when we look at the tantric material that we have that has been composed, let alone the three lower tantras, in particular in Highest Yoga Tantra, we have teachings on the system of Guhya Samaja that is considered to be how shall we say, the peak of those teachings, the supreme of those teachings in terms of understanding of levels of truth and all levels of practices.
我觉得过一段时间，修这么多年，但是呢，你娃呢，自己对一个五个，他这个问题呢，嗯，他，嗯的，他两个一个二人啊，对吧的，嗯，嗯，我觉得你，嗯，一定要嘛，什么，他们都得点把的，那就咱们自己就做自己的事情，你是对，一定要嘛，什么，他们都得点把的，那就咱们自己就做自己的事情，你是对，一定要嘛，什么，他们都得点把的，那就咱们自己就做自己的事情，你是对，一定要嘛，什么，他们都得点把的，那就咱们自己就做自己的事情，你是对，一定要嘛，什么，他们都得点把的，那就咱们自己就做自己的事情，你是对，一定要嘛，什么，他们都得点把的，那就咱们自己就做自己的事情，你是对，一定要嘛，什么，他们都得点把的，那就咱们自己就做自己的事情，你是对，一定要嘛，什么，他们都得点把的，那就咱们自己就做自己的事情，
understand what this second is, actually, if you go on page 2 of your English translation, you will see that the presentation of the lower classes of Tantra is divided into two. First one, we had the actual lower classes of Tantra, and the second part was the way of positing the 5 paths and the 10 grounds of them. In the first part, which was the actual lower classes of Tantra, we went through a presentation gradually of the action Tantra, the performance Tantra, and the yoga Tantra. In the case of the yoga Tantra, we explained how to receive the proper empowerment, what are the types of vows and commitments to be safeguarded, the way to meditate on the path by practicing yoga with signs and yoga without signs, and how to achieve a number of siddhis. So having completed the general, let's say, presentation of the actual lower classes of Tantra, we come to the second part now, which is the way to posit the 5 paths and the 10 grounds of them. Now, the way to posit this as 5 paths and 10 grounds exists because there are 3 ways of positing the paths of action, performance, and yoga tantras in 5 paths and 10 grounds. So from those 3, we will start with the first one, which is the way to posit the paths and the grounds according to the action tantra. Now, we start with the first one, which will be explaining the path of accumulation of Akshan Tantra. It says, the Akshan Tantra path of accumulation is the path ranging from producing the uncontrived experience of discernment, pledging to obtain enlightenment through the path of Akshan Tantra, having obtained pure empowerment, up to, but not including, obtaining insight, comprehending emptiness through the strength of meditating on the absorption, bestowing emancipation at the limit of sound. So everything starts at the time where one receives the empowerment, and we have explained the proper type of empowerment that will authorize one to enter into the practices of Akshan Tantra. It will authorize one to listen to this material and to practice to this material. So from that point onwards, one proceeds by generating the uncontrived mind, which is pledging to obtain enlightenment through this particular path. Now, in order to generate such an uncontrived mind, one needs to understand that, first of all, one has to put a lot of effort in that. In the beginning, it's not spontaneous. It's not uncontrived. In the beginning, it is contrived, which means a lot of effort has to be put in cultivating that. But gradually, through familiarity, the amount of effort required for generating this mind will naturally decline. So from a contrived mind, one will come to the point of generating this uncontrived mind. So the beginning of the path of accumulation starts with this generation of an uncontrived mind, which pledges to reach the state of enlightenment on the basis of the Akshan Tantra. And how far does it go? It says it goes all the way up to, but not including, obtaining this special insight, comprehending emptiness through the strength of meditating on the absorption, bestowing emancipation at the limit of sound. We talked the other day about this particular type of concentration, type of absorption, and we said that at the point that you attain special insight, comprehending emptiness, you have, from that point onwards, you move into the path of preparation. So this will be the limit of the path of accumulation.
yodi turji lamji onsi in kruali tuya gadamin dini turban dibi onsi dina ji da ji ta garze go ni jidi ji yuwa yendu yowa rong rong go malum lamdi ji da rong rong go lam tili ji da tili drone sina thowa lamli man di tani malowa lam na thoba yendu wa ji da turban dibi onsi on cha cha tong thob dini ndo yin dini
Now, as we see here from the definition, it says that in order to begin the path of accumulation, the first thing is that you have to receive the proper empowerment. Rinpoche was saying I would like to explain a little bit about empowerment and how we actually can see empowerment on three different levels. Now, first of all, we can talk about the empowerment at the time of the basis or the time of the foundation. And this describes the actual ritual of the empowerment. Now, this is the thing that opens up the door, that authorizes you to engage in the practices, to listen further into commentaries of this particular tantra and so forth. Following that, we have the liberating empowerment of the path. And when we talk about the liberating empowerment of the path, we talk about really generating this, as the definition says, this uncontrived mind that pledges to reach the state of enlightenment by following the path, that the practices that constitute the path of this particular tantra. If you're practicing action tantra, you will be following the path of action tantra. If you're practicing performance or yoga or highest yoga tantra, it would have to be this experience of the uncontrived mind wishing to follow those paths in order to reach the state of enlightenment. And this liberating empowerment of the path is actually including the paths of accumulation, preparation, seeing and meditation, the first four of those paths. Now the last one is called the liberated empowerment of the result, and this one describes actually the path of no more learnings, whether it is at the level of action tantra, of performance, or yoga, or highest yoga tantra. These are liberated states. The path was liberating, and these ones are liberated. Now, Rinpoche was actually giving us a definition of the first one, which is the empowerment at the time of the basis. And the definition is actually given by a previous incarnation of Kirti Rinpoche. The definition has two parts, and it says that the empowerment at the time of the basis is the authorization you receive in order to listen, to meditate, to contemplate and to meditate on this particular path. This is the first part of the definition. And the second part was, it is the thing that allows you authorization to finally establish and actualize siddhis in reliance of those practices.
That you shall you come, Missy Gion, that the new shall you come, Missy Gion, that the new shall you come, Missy Gion, Namjurjugum, Missy Gion, Namjulamikum, Missy Gion, Siri, Nitan and the Kuyuaro. The Tarion Dina,
So what we just gave was, let's say, the generic definition of the empowerment of the basis, but you can make it specific by mentioning the name of the particular class of Tantra that you're practicing. So, for example, if you say that the thing that authorizes you to listen, reflect, and meditate on action Tantra, and further on to achieve and manifest seedings on the basis of those practices, this will become the definition of the basis empowerment of action Tantra. If you substitute the word action with the word performance, you would have the thing that authorizes you to listen, reflect, meditate on the path of performance Tantra and subsequently attain the siddhis of that. That will be the specific definition of the basis empowerment of performance Tantra and so forth. You can substitute it with the words yoga Tantra and Highs Yoga Tantra. Now, when we gave the definition of the path of accumulation, we say that it stops right before the point of attaining special insight, comprehending emptiness, right? Through this absorption, bestowing, emancipation at the limit of sound. So from that point onwards, you would continue and you would define the path of preparation. So the next paragraph says that the action Tantra path of preparation is the path ranging from that special insight up to, but not including, perceptual comprehension of emptiness through the strength of having meditated on that absorption. Right, so we have explained how to define the path of accumulation, the path of preparation, and now we come to the path of seeing. Now, the beginning of the path of seeing is always marked by the perceptual comprehension of emptiness. So this will be the lower limit, and then we will have to see the range of that particular path. And it's the way that the text defines it here is that you're on the path of seeing from the moment you have this perceptual comprehension of emptiness all the way up to the point where you have abandoned all the seeing abandonments, but you have not started working towards the meditation abandonments. Meditation abandonments are particular types of abandonments that need to be abandoned during the path of meditation, and there are actually nine of them. We roughly categorize them in meditation abandonments which are great, those which are middle, and those which are small. And then for each one of them, we have further division. So you would have the great of the great, the middle of the great, and the small of the great. And then at the level of the middle, you would have the great of the middle of the middle, and the small of the middle. And at the level of the small, you would have the great of the small, the middle of the small, and the small of the small. In this way, we end up with nine types of meditation abandonment. You do not deal with them whilst you are still on the path of seeing, right? they start, you deal with them when you're on the path of meditation. So when we look at the definition of the path of seeing, it says the Action Tantra path of seeing is the path ranging from the perceptual comprehension of emptiness through that absorption up to, but not including, the generation of the direct antidote to the great of the great afflictive meditation abandonment.
ཁོ་གི་དེ་ནས་ཡིན་པ་ཡིན་དེ་དེ་དོན་གྱི་དེ་ཡོན་ན་གྱི་གར་ཟེ་གོ་དོན་ཡོང་མ་སུན་དེ་ཏ་པ་ནི་ཟོང་དེ་ཐང་པོང་པོང་ཡི་གོང་པོང་དེ་གྱི་བོང་ཡ་གི་ཉིན་པོ་མ་ཅི་བ་ལམ་ཅི་ཡ་གདོང་དེ་དེ་ནི་དེ་ཡོང་གྱི་དེ་གོ་ནམ་གི་མན་དེ་གོང་པོང་ཡོང་མ་དེ་དེ་གྱི་ང་མ་ཡ་དེ་དེ་ཤམ་དེ་མན་དེ་ཆ་ཡོ་བ་རི་གོང་པོང་ཡོང་མ་ཆེན་བུ་ཆེན་བུ
Now, we continue now with the definition of the Action Tantra path of meditation, and whatever was given prior as the upper limit, or, you know, just where we stop from the previous definition, this is where we start from this one. So the Action Tantra path of meditation is the path ranging from the absorption at the limit of sound, which is the direct antidote to the great of the great afflictive meditation abandonments. So that's the lower limit. From the point that you start generating the antidotes that can eliminate the great of the great meditation abandonments, then you are already on the path of meditation, right? And it is proceeding up to the point preceding the enlightenment attained through the path of Action Tantra. That's the upper limit. And the Action Tantra paths of normal learning are the enlightened paths attained through the path of this Tantra. So in this way, we define the five paths of Action Tantra, and you see that for each one of the paths, we have two limits that are given. The beginning, let's say the lower limit, and the upper limit, the last, the end of this, each one of those paths. Now, having explained the paths, we also have to explain the grounds. Now, it says from those, the first ground is posited as the path of seeing. So as you attain the path of seeing, you are on the first ground. And then the second ground starts from the path of meditation. As we say, during the path of meditation, we will have to generate the antidotes to nine types of meditation abandonments, right? And we would have to deal on each one of the grounds, we would have to deal with the subdivisions of the great, the middle, and the small. So it says the second ground is posited from the obtainment of the direct antidote to the great of the great afflictive meditation abandonment. So on the second ground, you're dealing with the great of the great. On the third ground, you're dealing with the middle of the great, right? The third ground is posited from the obtainment of the direct antidote to the middle of the great. And the fourth ground is posited from the obtainment of the direct antidote to the small of the great. So, first ground, you're on the path of seeing. And then grounds 2, 3, and 4, you're on the path of meditation, and you are abandoning the great of the great, the middle of the great, and the small of the great. Now you have abandoned the three rounds of the great, and next is the three rounds of the middle. So you have to abandon the great of the middle of the middle, and the small of the middle. This is happening during the fifth, sixth, and seventh ground. So the text says the fifth, sixth, and seventh grounds are posited from the obtainment of the direct antidotes to the three cycles of medium affliction.
Oji dadi naji, dadi mi dadi, chango kursam di, da muni chango kursam bodi, rumbaja mayimba, chuchar da kwaya sonda, chango kursam di muni, chuchar toba di sajiba, sajiba kala, chango kursam bodi, chuchar da marakwa chuda. Oji dadi ni lharyan, dadi ni karsago,
Now, having abandoned the great and the three grounds of the great and the three grounds of the middle, you're left now with the three grounds of the small. In this case, the great of the small, the middle of the small, and the small of the small are all abandoned together in one instance during the first portion of the eighth ground. So it says the eighth ground is posited from the simultaneous obtainment of the direct antidote of the three cycles of the small afflictions. Now, again, we have not finished yet, because up to here we have been dealing with afflictive abandonments, and we have to deal now with knowledge obscurations, and they have to be abandoned as well. Now, so it says again, from the eighth ground, great knowledge obscurations are abandoned. So with the knowledge obscurations, again, we make the division into great, middle, and small. Now, the ninth ground is posited from the abandonment of the direct antidote of the direct antidote of the medium knowledge obscuration. And the tenth ground is posited from the obtainment of the direct antidote of the gross small knowledge obscuration. And the direct antidote to the subtle small knowledge obscurations is posited as the primordial awareness of the final continuum. So really, on the tenth ground, you divide it again in two parts. In the first one, you would be dealing with the gross of the small, and later on you will be dealing with the subtle of the small. And the subtle of the small knowledge obscurations are in the nature of imprints, as we mentioned in another occasion. Now, the text continues by saying, it is necessary to accept these assertions in accordance with the consequent system, because the method of abandoning both obscurations in the three lower classes of Tantra is not explained in any source to be different from the perfection vehicle, nor is that established by logic. So it says here, do not try to follow the explanation of any other system, just follow the consequence system. It is the one that suits that in the best way. It is according to logic, and also not only that, but we haven't seen any other authoritative source giving us any other explanation. So just follow this pattern.
Oji dadi ji da ji tonga bi ngor ji mo da so na ji sha ji da sho ji la ji ja gan ki wen na ni ma te den ji ding ni go oji ge do yong ni di song ji ဒီဆောင်ကြီးဆောင်ဟာတောင်ချောင်းချင်းချောဝစီကြီးဩဒတိနမ်ကြီးကိုကျောင်းစိုးကြီးနေမှာကောင်းတူနေဆောင်ရုံကိုယူရရင်ဒီဩဒတိနဘာစုကြီးစက္ကမသဘယင်ဒီတတ်တင်တဲ့ကြီးကြီးဒါတနည်းဒါအဲဒီရှာကြီးကိုကိုယ်ကလဆက်ရီလမ်ငါတော့ဆက်ချင်းကြောင့်တင်တဲ့ကြီးဒါတနည်းချိုးကြီးတောင်နမ်ကြီးကြီးလမ်နမ်ဆန်းလမ်ငါတော့ဆက်ချင်းကြောင့်တဲ့တဲ့ရှင်ဒီဆောင်ရုံကိုယူခြင်း
Now, Urshu was saying that in the great tantric stages composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Tsongkhapa has just done such an incredible work there, citing all the great scholars preceding him that have to give any information on action, performance, tantra, and yoga tantra, and so forth. And if in that text you do not find any separate presentation of the how to posit the grounds and the past, then that means that we just have to infer that, you know, we're just following this system and that will be acceptable. So, we have explained the way to posit the grounds and the past of the action tantra, and the text continues by presenting the way to do that in performance and yoga tantra. So you will find actually that a very similar pattern is followed here. For the definition of each one of the paths, we will give the beginning stage of the path, and also the last point or the upper point of that path, and then the next path will start from where the previous one had just stopped. So we look first of all at the path of accumulation of each of these. Each of these means each of the performance in yoga tantra. Each of these two, yeah, are the paths ranging from producing the uncontrived experience of discernment, pledging to attain enlightenment through the path of each of these, so either performance or yoga, according to which one you follow, up to, but not including, obtaining insight, comprehending emptiness through the strength of having meditated on the yoga without signs. So it's very similar to the previous definition. The beginning or the lower point is the same. The only thing that changes is the name of the tantra that you're following. And as for the upper limit, we see that it just follows just prior to attaining the special insight, comprehending emptiness. And in this occasion, it would have to be through meditating on yoga without signs. From that point onwards, you will start with the path of preparation. So really, on the path of accumulation, you're still meditating on yoga with signs. Now, we move on to the second one, which is the path of preparation of each of these two, are the paths ranging from inside comprehending emptiness, which is the yoga without signs of each of these two, up to, but not including, the perceptual comprehension of emptiness. All the rest should be known by applying former instances of similar type.
ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်တည်တဲ့နာဒီကြီးရောင်းရောင်းကိုရောလမ်းရင်ပဲဆောက်စီဆောက်ခွန်ကဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့ရှာကြည့်ကကံနေဆောင်ကြတာဒီရင်တည်တောင်းတဲ့လမ်းငါတောင်းဒီနေ့ဆက်ကြလာကြသူကံကဒီရင်တည်တောင်းတဲ့ကြကိုရိစောင်းကြနေတင်တဲ့ကြည့်ဒါဒီနေ့တောင်းနေရောင်းဒီကိုလာကြည့်တောက်ကျူးကြည့်နေခွေရင်တစုမှာစောပန်းတဲ့နာတောင်းရောင်းရင်နဲ့လင်းတဲ့သူကတင်တဲ့ကတောက်ကျူးတည်တဲ့
So obviously the last statement in this paragraph says all the rest should be known by applying former instances of similar types. So what is left unsaid here, all this rest, includes the path of seeing, the path of meditation, the path of normal learning in performance in Yoga Tantra, as well as the way of positing the 10 grounds. So all of this should be understood by looking at the previous material. And from that point onwards, we start with a debate. Some answers need to be given in order to clarify a number of points. So, we start with a debate who says, to that one says, take as subject the paths existing in the perfection vehicle, such as love, compassion, bodhicitta, etc., in the continuum of a practitioner of the path of accumulation of the lower tantras. So in other words, what the examples of paths is are all examples of method, love and compassion and bodhicitta, the aspect of method. And it says, it follows that they are paths of lower tantra because you accept that method of positing the five paths and the 10 grounds of this. And then it says that is unacceptable because these are not paths of mantra because they are not uncommon paths of mantra. And Nawam Pelden replies to that there is no privation. Now, basically what we say here is that we make a distinction between paths which are common and uncommon paths of mantra. This is the point of the debate. Now, we continue with a similar debate which uses the same type of argument. And here we have to make a distinction and say you might have something which is a shared path, let's say, with a perfection vehicle, but that doesn't necessarily make it a path of the perfection vehicle. Or you might have something which is an uncommon, an unshared path of Tantra, that doesn't necessarily make it a path of Tantra. So it's the wording. It is exactly this point that is clarified here by two similar debates. So again he says, take that subject, and that subject again is the path explained in the perfection vehicle, such as love, compassion, bodhicitta, in the continuum of a practitioner of the path of accumulation of the lower tantras, the same subject as before. It follows that they are perfection vehicle paths because they are common perfection vehicle paths, right? So the question is, if it is a common perfection vehicle path, is it truly a perfection vehicle path? Right, and now when Pelden says there is no provision for that, it doesn't have to be that, because it is similar to the case where, although the pristine awareness comprehending the 16 aspects such as impermanence, etc., in the continuum of a bodhisattva is a common intermediate scope path, but it is not an intermediate scope path. So it's the same reasoning. Now, we'll continue with another important point, which is all about clarifying the type of basis, the type of physical body in which one will attain enlightenment. So the way to attain enlightenment relying on those paths, and actually, first of all, we will present the case of... first lower tantras, and then action performance center. Anyway, if one is a basis of newly attaining enlightenment through the paths of the perfection vehicle and the paths of the three lower tantras, one must be a basis in the Akanishta field, because that is well known to be like that in the perfection vehicle. So he says, I have already explained how one needs to have a basis to get a body to be transferred in the Akanishta field in order to attain the state of enlightenment in those, both in the perfection vehicle as well as the three lower tantras. Now, the text continues by actually quoting here the opinions of some scholars who were experts on action and performance tantra. And there are actually three of those great scholars. One is Sakya Shenyen, the other one is Senge Sangwa, and the third one is Kunga Nyimbo. First of all, we will find the views of Sakya Shenyen and Senge Sangwa, and Kunga Nyimbo comes further on in the text.
Kilimaran 我觉得你呢，能给我的上几万元呢？我们上买金鱼，用不着这些的，上几万、十万这些的，上几万、十天的玩意儿，人家人都，我们呢，到这个东边的那我们的上几万吧，那人都办，看到上几万、十天吧，他们买一部，送个几张证明，我里讲送了，是人家个就看到，他就看到是几多块嘛，都还有嘛的，就十天的做你嘛，送上的。等你我今年上几百元，毛衣。
So it says the way which is similar to the perfection of vehicles has already been explained. According to the Yoga Tantra, both the masters Sakya Shenyen and Sangye Sanwa explained that when Prince Siddhartha was in equipoise in the supreme limit of the fourth absorption by the bank of the river Niranjana, all the Buddhas of the ten directions awoke him by the sound of snapping their fingers, and having inspired him, they took him to Akanishta field. There, after bestowing the crown empowerment, they made him meditate seriously on the five modes of enlightenment. At the completion of that process, he attained enlightenment as the enjoyment body. As a matter of fact, this statement states that, all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, they awoke Prince Siddhartha from his concentration. They took him over to a Akanishta field, and there he completed the remaining of the path. So it shows that it was all done on the basis of the body of the desire realm. However, since that is incompatible with the general system of the great vehicle, it is not accepted in our system. Why is that? Because what we accept is that Buddha Shakyamuni had already been enlightened and was merely manifesting the mode of attaining enlightenment. So he was not doing it anew from the beginning. So, however, since that is incompatible with the general system of the great vehicle, it is not accepted in our system. The tantric stages by Great Lama Tsongkhapa states, the stainless light and uncommon secret tantras state that our teacher had attained enlightenment before this, and here he demonstrated the way of attaining enlightenment. Also, the assertion by many other mantric explanations that being is an emanation, not newly enlightened, is similar in both the mantra and perfection vehicles. So we have so many sources saying that the Buddha Shakyamuni had already done it before. He was not newly enlightened. He was merely manifesting the mode of becoming enlightened.